Hi, everybody. Michelle from Moose Sounds here. We're at the Royal Alexandra Hospital Healing Garden, seeing a friend of mine, as I'm sure you know, from other booths. If you are listening to Hi-Fi George or CL or Cindy Clare, I think is her handle. Anyway, we're right by a fountain, a double fountain. In this fountain, there are three water walls, different colors. Basically, the primary color is thrown in with a little bit of gray. So, and that the place where this fountain goes into, there are just some ordinary beige rocks. There's different plants, some shrubs, some green like shrubs. I'm not sure what those are. It's some sort of green. But obviously it would have to be non-weed like. There's some very vibrant colored plants, some hot pink, bright red, purple. Over here there are some trees, and there's a little bit of it looks like a boardwalk, but it's not. I think those are cedar trees or some sort of trees, but there's even some with flowers with a little bit of... I'd say about three different kinds of red. There are plaques for in memory of. This rock, it has a plaque. It says, in celebration of the Lois Hall Hospital for Women on November 16th, 2014, Royal Alexandra Hospital. So that's this whole thing is all about. And is that what they are? They're little shards of green rock or something. I gotta take this back and show. I thought that this was just a very green plant, the way that they had it going. So now we're going back towards the fountains. Apparently there's about three in the area. It's amazing of how well they're doing in this kind of a time. There's some white flowers. We're going to go by Cindy and George.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's Michelle.
Yeah.
Did you get a good tour?
Haven't finished it all yet, but there's little areas where I thought it was a green kind of plant. Mm-hmm. Well, it's this almost like a glass, broken kind of glass-ish stuff.
Oh.
I'm showing it to...
There's a hunk of it there.
To George, there's a whole bunch of hunks. And they're all this bright green, and I thought it was just some sort of... you know, really evergreenish, so emerald kind of green plant.
Are they in the box center?
No, they're out. They're out on the ground in the square.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if you guys knew this, but this is open all year round.
Which is amazing.
Oh.
No,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's smooth around the edges.
Oh, though. Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm just showing Cindy at the moment.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah, it is.
Neatly shaped too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And each shape would be different. There's a whole slew of them to your left on the ground.
Oh, wow.
So I brought it from somewhere else, but I can put it here. And it
won't make a difference.
Exactly.
You're probably not supposed to. Is it walled off, kind of?
No.
Or you can walk on them. Probably.
You can even walk on them.
Very can.
Yeah, wow.
If you went around Cindy's chair, you'd find them, George. So just, you know, right, if you go right at your feet, right there, that's them right there.
Hi, everybody, I'm Michelle's boo.
And they sound pretty much like gravel too.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But it's not.
It's not, though.
They're like little stones.
Yeah.
They're very smooth. Mm-hmm. They're like glass.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. It's like an emerald green, and I thought the way that it was... Because of my vision.
There's dirt and there's sand underneath, and there's a membrane mm-hmm. here underneath that all.
Which it'd have to be if they weren't going to have weeds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because otherwise they would.
Yeah.
And they feel like gravel underfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, with my vision and the similar of greens, that's what they reminded me of. It just looked like a, you know, like a very low to the ground plant.
I wonder what they do in the winter when there's snow. I know they clear it, but... Must be cold out here, though.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
You owe me a beer.
That's a couple times that's happened between us.
Walk
yes, it is.
With your hot chocolate or your coffee?
Yeah, you do.
Actually, you know what? I do owe you a beer or something. Because he bought me a supper, so.
That's funny. There you go.
Yeah. So I'm going to go this way and check out the rest of the garden here.
Okay, go ahead.
So on this side, we've got purple and bright red flowers. They are starting to shrivel up because of the fact that it's fall. Now, I don't know what these plants are here, but they all almost remind me. I wonder if they're heather because they are very low to the ground. A frosty kind of green color at this point of year. Oh, soft. Before we go, I got to take you over here. Soft, very soft blossoms. I can't believe it. It's like almost like touching a soft fur of an animal. Over here, I don't know if it's an herb or some sort of tree, but the plant is quite, actually it's a big shrub, but the leaves are quite long, and they have flowers there too. White flowers again over here. I should really go and start doing the directions. And here is one of those water walls. And you can't even touch them. Same color, kind of color scheme. As before. Low to the ground white flowers. I wish I knew. Yeah, I was right. The loud whooshing noise is not a fountain. It's the to deal with the water services or some sort of services utilities here at the hospital. But this is a gorgeous little healing garden. I'm going to leave it there and walk back to everybody. May your journeys be safe. Take care and God bless. Bye for now.